When I got back from studies, I began teaching. I also began giving talks and retreats and lectures and workshops around the country. And I still do that, and I've enjoyed it. I've traveled a lot over the past many years. But it began to occur to me, you know, I'm still talking mostly to the choir. They're good people, good groups, but mostly, you know, Catholic groups, whether it's bishops or priests or lay people or whatever. I had this desire to reach out beyond the Catholic world and to get the message out, you know, to a skeptical, increasingly secular society. Cardinal George, who's my religious boss, agreed with that. I mean, he sees the same thing. So he asked me a few years ago to do this work in a very concentrated way, to try to evangelize the culture. That's where all the media work came from. And, you know, YouTube just started, what, maybe 3 years ago? It was kind of a brand new phenomenon. And I got a nice donation from a lady who said, do something creative with this money. I said, well, let's just make some vignettes. We'll make little brief videos that I can just place on YouTube and we'll see what happens. So the first one was a commentary on Scorsese's movie, The Departed. It was the first one I did. And we've taken it from there. I've done, I think, 120 of them now. Just little 6, 7, 8 minute commentaries. And I love the fact that they get out of the Catholic ghetto. These go out to a completely unchurched world. And I know that because of the comments. You can comment on the YouTube.
Right.
And I didn't even know that at first. I thought I'd just put the thing up there and see what happens.
Prepare yourself.
Yeah, well, the comments began coming in. And, you know, to be frank, 80% of them are negative. People that don't like God or the Catholic Church or me or whatever. But I thought, good, I'm glad to hear from these people. I would never have contacted these people otherwise. They would never come to church.
Yeah.
And the image that occurred to me was always Paul on the Areopagus. Uh-huh. So Paul goes out in Athens to the public place. Everything's on display. Every idea, every philosophy is on display. And Paul announces Jesus Christ risen from the dead. And it says, most people laughed at him and walked away.
It was a failure.
YouTube. Yeah. Welcome to YouTube, which is a virtual Areopagus. Nevertheless, some people listened. And there's the beginning, in many ways, of European Christianity, of those few people that listened to Paul on the Areopagus. So there are a lot of negative comments. Good. I like that. And I can engage them. But also you'll come across occasionally some very moving examples of people that said, you know, I stumbled on this video you did, and I hate Catholic priests. I would never listen to a Catholic priest, but I listen to you because I like Bob Dylan or I like this movie or whatever. And they'll say, it led me to other videos, and that's led me to a deeper reflection, and now I'm taking the faith seriously. So that's why I do it. I live for those moments. In my room at Mundelein, I have a reprint of Van Gogh's great painting of the sower, because that's the one that's always stayed in my mind as the great image for what I do.
Yeah.
And I sow lots of seeds around. I don't know where they land half the time. Half the time, 90% of the time, I don't know where they land.
Yeah.
So it's talks and books and lectures and these YouTube videos and what. I don't know where the seed lands. But right, you sow it. You sow it liberally and generously, and then it's, you know, that's up to God to see how takes root. Some will fall on rocky ground. Of course it will.
Yeah.
But, you know, the people that write to me, they're not the one, that's not rocky ground. If they're taking the time to write and to engage and to raise a question, that's not rocky ground. That means there's something going on there. So I try to engage them. Something else I like, we know this from our statistical studies, a lot of the people that respond on YouTube are young men, men in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the church needs to reach out, especially to that generation.
That's right.
You know, so how else would you engage a secular-minded, maybe anti-ecclesial 25-year-old male? How else would the church do that? So at least here's a way where I've oddly reached into his world and he responds maybe with anger. Fine. At least I got
it. At least he responded.
He responded, yeah.